Aren't you glad that you know who bought you, who loves you? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we worship you, we honor you, we magnify your name. We're so grateful, so thankful that your Holy Spirit abides within each believer, that you lead us, that you guide us, that you have the very promises of God from the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus to give each one of us. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that we come to that place of yieldedness in you, where everything that you have promised, everything that you have done through the cross, through the empty tomb, can be manifested in our life. We humble ourselves under your hand, looking for that exaltation in Christ Jesus, that liberty, that freedom that only you can bring. Let it be, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I've been so looking forward to for us to have our vision casting service for the year, but we didn't have the liberty to do that last week, and it don't seem like we're going to have it this morning. What the Lord has been doing in my life to be able to set a direction for this church is every morning He gets me in a place, I yield to Him and I trust Him, and he brings you to my heart and I pray for you. And as I pray for you, He brings different scriptures and different things into my heart. And I pray those verses of scripture and I think about you and I pray them over your life. And then we move through the week and we get here to Sunday and I prepare for the Sunday service. But then when people's heart is open to different things, then the Lord wants to do something different. Amen. And then according to who's it's your attendance and your attitude. Right. It's my attendance and my attitude that makes a difference. And so, you know, God always has an acceptable will. He has a good will and He has a perfect will. And so it's our heart's desire to always be in that perfect will. Amen. So, if you will get on board and flow with me in the Spirit, I believe this is the mind of the Spirit of the Lord for right now. So, I really don't know for sure what we're going to do, but let's go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and here's what the Spirit of God says. This is what He's wanting to speak into your life and my life. This is a new year, and you have new opportunities. And it's either going to be a shortcut or the Savior. Right. Shortcut or the Savior. See, the devil wants us to take shortcuts. Right. Yeah. God the Father has given us a Savior. Right. And so we got to make choices and to make sure that we don't settle for something less than what God would have for us. Amen? So we've got to learn how to be yielded to the Lord, to His Spirit in all things. And when we're yielded to Him, things happen. Amen? All right, Mark chapter 4. Let's just read the first few verses here. Let's start in verse number 1. Mark chapter 4, verse number 1. And He, Jesus, began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto Him a great multitude. So they entered into a ship, and He sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And He taught them many things by parables, and He said unto them in His doctrine. That's what I want, don't you? I want the doctrine of the Lord. Amen. Verse 3, hearken. In other words, have a hearing ear, a hearing heart. Say, I have a hearing heart. Oh, hallelujah, there's anointing on that. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. Verse 6, but when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Verse 7, and some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up, and choked it, and mark this down in your mind's eye, it yielded no fruit. It gave no fruit. Verse 8, another fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30 and some 60 and some 100. Verse 9. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Lord, thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in this service today, yes. Lord. Let us step into this word, Lord. Let us receive it in our hearts, Lord. Let our minds be cleared with any outside interference, Lord.
Yes.
Let the love of the Lord fall deep in our hearts, Lord, leading us and guiding us into all truth, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Thank you for being here. Thank you for honoring the word of the Lord. You're very special to the Lord. The Lord calls you precious.
Yes.
Come on, He does. He said you are peculiar. You're a precious people to Him. Amen. And so somebody else may not understand your value, but Jesus said you was worth His very life. Amen. That's precious. Amen. That's precious.
You,
so this morning we want to be in the place and the position that we see that God gives us His Word, which we know that the Word is Jesus. He gives us His Word. He gives us Jesus that you and I can produce fruit, that we can be in the place and the position where all the plan of God, all the promise of God, all the provision of the Lord God Almighty can be available to us. Say, I'm a conduit. See, you're a temple of the Holy Ghost, and the temple of the Holy Ghost brings all the things of God the Father. Inside the temple is the revelation of what, of the most holy of holies, the holy place of what Jesus is all about, the mercy seat. Come on, when you and I come under the mercy of God, because of His grace, then the revelation of what Jesus was all about and what the shadows and the types in the Old Testament, what they were all about is brought in full revelation to you and I in this dispensation of grace. Amen. And so this morning, as you and I are in this place, in this position, we need to understand that through the Savior, we don't have to take shortcuts. And we need to be in the place where we realize that God gives us His Word. He gives us Jesus Himself. That whatever the Word that you and I receive, in the degree that we receive it with obedience, with willingness to let that Word change our attitude, then it's going to change our action. And according to that attitude of reception, that He said that would determine what kind of fruit we were going to produce.
Right.
And I believe that God is ready to do some things in the church to cause us to be more pure, to cause us to be, every time we hear the Word of God, every time we yield to the Word of God, it sanctifies us. It pulls us up higher. And so as He's pulling us up higher, He's get us in a place and a position where the more righteous that you and I understand that we are because of Christ's sacrifice, the more we yield to the Spirit of God in obedience, the more power can flow through you and I.
Right.
I want power, don't you?
Right.
Not just to have power, but I want power to be able to do the will of God. I want God to be glorified in everything that I do and everything that I say, don't you?
Yes.
I believe you do. I know you do, or you wouldn't be here on this Sunday morning. That's what your heart is desiring. And so with that in your heart, with that in my heart, we need to be in the place and the position to say, Holy Spirit, I want you to show me shortcuts. Come on, if we'll be honest to the Lord, every one of us, we're taking shortcuts. And we need to be in the place where we say, no, I'm going to lay that shortcut on the altar. I'm going to accept the Savior. I'm going to be in the place and the position where I let the Word of God do just what it would promise it would do. It will produce 30, 60, 100 fold in my life.
Right.
So I don't know about you, because I can't talk about you other than what God shows me in my private devotional time. But I know that in my life, I've got some fruitless areas. And then I've got some areas that's producing a little, middle size. But some areas is producing a lot. But I can have a lot. I can have the hundredfold in every area of my life. You can have the hundredfold in every area of your life if we'll take the Savior, we'll take the Word, rather than the shortcut that the devil will offer us. Come on, it doesn't come easy. Come on, sometimes you and I, we have to make a choice. Am I going to stay on my knees? Am I going to keep my heart humble?
Am I going to not let the devil raise up this flesh and make me think and feel all of these things that the flesh feels? Am I going to trust in God? Am I going to yield myself to the Spirit of God? Am I going to go by faith rather than feelings? All of these things, we have to make a choice. And sometimes, I don't know about you, it's easier to take a pill than it is to trust God. And what I mean is it's easier to take man's shortcut rather than waiting on the Lord. And so sometimes we get weary and we get tired. And I'm not talking against medicine, okay? Now, don't get that. I'm talking about just sometimes it's I just want to sit down and just do it my way. Well, the Lord wants me to trust Him like never before, and He wants me to recognize and realize to produce the most, I got to be pruned.
Right.
Come on. I used to love it when, when I was a little boy, and I'd help my grandpa prune the fruit trees, and then I cut the little suckers off the tomato plants of where they would produce the biggest and the most sweetest tomatoes and all of these things, you know. That's all of those things in the natural help us to see what we can have in the spiritual. And so this morning I've got to see that there is an enemy out there that wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to take the Word away from me, because the Word is my victory. The Word is my seed for success. The Word is the Savior, and so the Savior working in my life, every place that I yield to it, I'm going to have the results of what Jesus brought into the earth. But every place that I take a shortcut, I'm not going to have what He has for me. I'm going to have what I settle for. Amen. And so I'm going to stop that. And so the Spirit of God says right now that there are many here that are listening or that will be listening to this message, and you're in the valley of decision. You said, I've prayed this, I've tried this, and I've seen no results, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, you're going to stand. The Bible says when you've done all that you can do, come on, that you stand. So you, this morning, the Spirit of God is encouraging you and telling you and I that if we'll just stand, He'll strengthen us. He will help us to be in that place, in that position. So I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to give up. I want you to hold on. So let's document some things. Go with me to we're in Mark chapter 4. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4 and let's look. I want you to know, say, my God's a giver. Come on, He wants to give you and I things. He wants to bless us beyond measure, but there is a devil out there that is a taker. And he wants to steal, kill, and destroy from you and I today. And so I know that many of you the past couple of years, come on, all of us, but you went through some things. Come on, we've lost some situations and some circumstances. We've lost some people. We've lost some relationships and all of these things. And it looks like that some of them can never be restored. Well, I'm here to tell you that God is a God of restoration. And what He doesn't... what doesn't come to pass in this lifetime, you and I, we've got the promise of eternal life. Amen? And God's going to work it out for your good and my good. I have to believe that. But in Matthew chapter 4, you know that in the first verses here where Jesus is being tempted, being tested by the devil, and we don't have time for all that. So I want you to drop down and let's read starting in verse number 9. Matthew chapter 4, verse 9. And I want you to understand how the mentality of the devil is. And I want you to think about these verses of Scripture and think about people that you know and you love that are in the world, that are not in Christ, that are falling for this lie this very morning as you and I are in the presence of the Lord, the holy angels, and all the evil spirits the devil would try to bring against us. Amen? Listen to this. Verse number 9. The devil saith unto him, the devil's talking to Jesus, and he saith unto him, all these things will I give. Now mark that down in your mind's eye, right on the table of your heart. The devil is talking to the Savior, and he says, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now this brings a great revelation to you and I. This brings a truth to us. We need to see that every time that we settle for a shortcut instead of the Savior, we're worshiping something other than God. That's a scary thought. Because whatever we put worship to, worship means that we're showing worth to something, showing that we're elevating it to the highest point in our life. That's idol worship. God said, I'll have no before me. So we've got to recognize and realize that the devil loves to set us up where he can steal God's blessing. He can steal The devil wants the Savior out of your life and my life, because with the Savior, you and I, we always triumph. We have the victory. We have the promise if we'll just wait. If we'll just hold strong and stand fast in the faith, it's going to come to pass. Amen. God's Word, He hastens to perform His Word. He will not let one word fall to the ground. This is all of the Scriptures that you and I know, but we've got to remind ourselves of them. So we see something here. We see here is Jesus. Now I want you to think about this. Now what Jesus' agenda is that the Bible tells us that God created the heavens and the earth. The heavens are the Lord's, but He gave the earth unto... Right. And Adam went and bowed his knee to the devil, and he gave the earth lease. He gave this 6,000 years of this time period that God gave unto Adam. Adam gave it unto the devil. And so Jesus is coming to get back from the devil, which is not only the earth, but it's your soul, it's my soul, it's who we are. To get it, to buy us back. But all of a sudden, the devil is, remember, he's trying to tempt Jesus. Now, Jesus is God, but at this moment of time, He is in the flesh, though He's not of the flesh. You know what I mean? He is born of Mary, but He's walking and being tempted, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, in all points as you and I are. Amen. So here He is, because that's the only way. If He didn't do that, you and I couldn't be saved. So we know that. We understand that. So here the tempter comes to Him, and he wants to give Jesus a shortcut. There is no doubt, and I want you to get this in your heart this morning, as the devil is tempting Jesus, I'm sure as he's showing him all the kingdoms of the world and everything that the previous verses talk about, he's also showing him the cross. He's showing him not only what he himself is going to go through, but he's showing what the cross really means. Now, the cross to you and I means salvation. But the cross also means to those who reject it, it means judgment. So I want you to think about a Jesus, a Savior that is so full of love. Come on now, he's wanting to fulfill His Father's will, but at the same time, He's looking at the cup of wrath that's going to be poured out for those who reject. So, see, I want you to see that Satan doesn't just try to deceive you and I. He doesn't just try to tempt us. He doesn't try to just paint us a picture. He tried to paint Jesus a picture. And he's giving him a shortcut. He says, listen, if you want the earth back, I'll give it to you. All you do is take a bow right now to me. And you can have part of what God would have for you. Come on, I know by the Spirit the devil has done that to your life, my life. Come on, if we'll be honest, he showed us a way. Oh, come on, just a little bit. Come on, take a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. Have a little bit of success and concentrate on that and not the failure. Come on, a shortcut instead of the Savior. Notice what he said. And he saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Verse 10. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So, when the devil offers you something, he acts like he's trying to give you and I something in the shortcut, but what he's really doing is taking. Come on, he's not a giver, he's a taker. He gives to take. He gives to take. So you and I, we've got to step back and we've got to say, now, wait a minute. What does God have for me? Because if the devil is coming in this great temptation, if he's coming in this great trial, if he's coming in this work in my life, what does my Father in heaven have for me? I'm fixing to step into something that is unbelievable. I'm fixing to step into a promise that is a provision that is from the very power of the living God that is mine, that was bought and paid for by Jesus Christ. It's mine. I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to wait. I'm going to stand in faith. I'm going to hold the hand of the Master. I'm going to let the power of the Spirit of God come up in my spirit and cause me to see beyond my moment. I'm going to let the circumstance be changed by the covenant of God, and I'm going to believe Him. Amen. You're going to believe Him this morning. We got to stand strong. So, Satan wants to give to take, but your God is a giver because, not because He doesn't give just because he wants to. He doesn't give because he wants people to like him. That's just who he is. God is just a giver, capital G. He always has been. Come on, we know the scripture, John 3:16. For God so that he... Come on, he's a giver. He's a giver. So this morning, you and I, we've got to step back to what God's gave us. And we've got to say, Lord, that seed that is looking, it's down deep inside of my spirit, and it's looking to produce 30, 60, 100 fold, that what you have gave me by the Spirit of God, show me where I'm taking a shortcut. And I'll lay it on the altar. I'll lay it on the mercy seat. And when I lay it on the mercy seat and I lay it on the altar of God, I know you're going to elevate me. Yes. Come on, you're going to bring me to that place of promise. And some things are going to happen in my life. Amen. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Let's remind ourselves. We know this verse very well. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need to stay stirred up by what is ours. In Romans chapter 8, look at starting verse 31. And we need to believe this. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Do we believe that? If we don't, we need to keep reading it and reading it and reading it with our voice speaking it, where we can hear the Word of God by our own mouth, amen, and get that down in our heart. They can't nobody be against you. I don't care what kind of temptation, I don't care what kind of shortcut the devil is offering, the Spirit of God will show you as you hold on and as you walk by faith, it'll get clearer and clearer and clearer. The book of Proverbs chapter 4 tells us that the just, as you walk, that your path is getting brighter and brighter because you're walking toward the light. Amen? You need to hold on to that. I need to hold on to that. Now look at the next verse, verse 32. I'm talking about God. God that spared not his own son, capital S, Jesus. God that spared not Jesus, but delivered him up for us. God delivered Jesus up to the work and the will of the devil, seemingly. But no, the devil thought he was getting his work. He thought he was getting his will. Come on, the Bible said if the devil had knew what was going to happen when he crucified the King of Glory, he wouldn't have done it. That's how smart your God is. Your God got the devil to kill himself. He got the devil to bring judgment on himself. So if you and I stand fast in the Lord when the devil is bringing all of these trials and temptations against you, just stand and the devil will hang himself. Amen? You don't have to worry. You can just trust in your God. Your God is holding your hand. He's judging the situation. But I need to be in the place where I'm out of the focus, out of the picture, and I let God be able to judge it instead of me opening my mouth, instead of me acting in a way that is contrary to what thus saith the Lord, taking a shortcut. Somebody knows what I'm talking about this morning. God loves you, and He has something to help you this morning. I'm excited about Jesus. Amen. Ain't you excited about Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, everyone. Notice this. How shall He not with Him? How many is with Jesus this morning? Come on, say, I'm with Jesus. Well, if you're with Jesus, then He's with you. Amen? And if you have Jesus, you have... And you have the Spirit. Come on. You lack nothing. You've got the Godhead. You've got the entire government of heaven that abides in your spirit. So don't be lonely. Don't be fearful. Trust in that relationship that is yours this morning. Amen? Amen? Notice this. How shall He not with Him, with Jesus, also freely give us all things? All things. So why would I want to settle for a shortcut when I can have the Savior? All I have to do is to yield. Remember that there were some there that could not bear the fruit of the Word of God. They yielded no fruit. Because of what? Because there was no depth in them. You and I, we've got to recognize and realize that the devil wants to make your heart, my heart, hard. And I'm talking back to where we, our opening text in Mark chapter 4. He wants to make your heart, my heart, hard where there's no depth in us. I'm in amazement at how, if we'll just step out in faith and trust God. I just shared just a little bit with you. I got to be very cautious, but there's a situation where I had let my heart get hard, and as my heart got hard about a situation with some certain individuals, I found myself saying little snide remarks. Well, you know, you say little snide remarks, your prayers are not going anywhere because your snide remarks is undoing everything you prayed for when you was in the Spirit. And so with repentance of that and understanding that, then all of a sudden, the Spirit of the living God, He said, I've got some things for you. Do you want to take shortcuts by going by how you feel about it? Or do you want to trust me and let me do something that will shock you, that will amaze you? Well, I don't know about you. I'm shocked enough in the flesh, and it's always in the negative. I want to be shocked in the Spirit, don't you? I want to be in the place where I can start believing and seeing some things. So God moved on a situation, and I seen two individuals. I hugged two individuals that I haven't seen or talked to in over 7 years. Over 7 years. Now, this is how good God is. This is amazing. And I didn't have anything to do with it. He done it. So I'm telling you, God can do the impossible. He can bring situations and circumstances that look like they have no hope. And you say, well, 7 years, that's a long time. It's no time to God. You and I, we've got to recognize and realize that this life is so short, but the eternity is forever. Amen? So this morning, I don't know where you're at, what you're dealing with, but God's got some things He wants to give you. He wants to give them to you, but you've got to examine yourself, and you've got to make sure that you're not like me, making mistakes. We get hurt. We get hurt, and when we hurt, we hurt other people. We do things. We say things. And so don't undo what God's trying to do in your life. Maybe I wouldn't have had to wait 7 years. Come on. God, when He's dealing with other people, He's dealing with them too. But we can't. Let's don't add days to it. Amen. Let's keep our heart humble and say, Lord, I don't want any more shortcuts. I don't want a gratification about talking about somebody. I want to say what you're saying about them. God says, I love them. God says, I have a hope for them. I have a future for them. I have an expected end for them. They may not be in that place, in that position to walk in it and receive it, but you need to speak a blessing over them. You need to speak hope in their life. You need to speak peace in their life. Amen. You and I, that's what we're here for. We are peace speakers. Amen. You and I, we've been ordained by the living God. Jesus said that you are not a peacekeeper, but you're a peacemaker. Amen. You make peace. Because the Prince of Peace lives in you. So right now you may be in a situation where there's a great controversy, great everything that looks so contrary to what God's promised. Don't even talk about what you're seeing in the natural. Come on, if you talk about what you see in the natural, that's all you're going to have. But if you talk about what you see in the Spirit, come on, don't take a shortcut. Don't limit what God can do. And so say, freely, God has given me all things. So God is restoring relationships. Come on, you've got to say it. You've got to believe it in the name of Jesus. God is putting me back with that person that the devil is divided from. Amen? God is my God. He's above all things. God is putting me back in my role. Some of you have been moved out of your role this morning. And I want you to know that if you'll stop taking shortcuts, God will put you back in that position. God never took that title away from you. Come on, the devil's the one that wants to steal, kill, and destroy that. Come on, you are who God says you are. You're a wife, you're a mother, you're a grandmother, you're a cousin, you're an aunt, you're an uncle, whatever it might be. You are important in the eyes of God, and He has birthed you at this moment of time to do some things. So freely God has gave you into the earth. Let His name be upon you. Let His word come through you. And when His word, Jesus, comes through you, the works will just naturally be there. Come on, that's the fruit. The works, that's the fruit. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. I want to just encourage you just a little bit. And we're going to trust God, and we're going to humble ourselves and let His word take action in our life. Revelation chapter 2, look at verse number 7. Revelation 2 and 7. He that hath an ear, say, that's me. Come on. He that hath an ear, let him or her, no gender intended, let them hear what the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, what is saying to the churches. To him that overcometh, oh my. I just want to just walk through life, don't you? No, you're going to have to overcome some things. I'm going to have to overcome some things. We're living in a fallen world. The devil is sitting in heaven, and he's watching everything that you do. Come on, the Bible says that you and I, that we have two angels of God that walk with us. One of them helps us. The other one writes down what we do and what we say. If the God has that, what does the devil have? So the devil is watching. And so things that you and I say and things that we do, he makes notes of it. And then that's how he brings the temptation. That's how he brings the trial. That's how he tries to discourage you and I. So we've got to be in the place and the position where we see that there is an overcoming that we're going to have to do. But I don't have to make it harder. I've made so many things harder on my life in the past. I don't want to do that. Amen. I want pure Savior, no shortcuts. To him that overcometh, notice what Jesus said. This is red letter. Jesus said, will I give to eat? I'm going to give you something. The tree of life. We're talking about going back to the garden. Did Adam and Eve lack anything? Were they worried about anything? They walked in the cool of the day with the Lord. You and I, we can walk with the Lord moment by moment, but I got to recognize He's there. You're going to have to overcome. The devil's going to try to tell you that you're all alone, that God's not with you, but that's a lie. Jesus said, when I go away, I'm going to send another comforter. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost of truth, just like me, and He will abide with you for a little while. Forever. So you're never alone. Amen? All right. And I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Now, I don't know about you. I'd rather have the paradise of God than the problems of this world. So I've got to make a choice. Am I going to be in the abiding place of the paradise, or am I going to choose to abide in my problem? Oh, don't get mad at me. Come on now. See, I make a choice. Because I've got problems. You've got problems. We've got problems. But I'm going to give the problems to Jesus. I'm going to lay them on the mercy seat. I'm going to lay them on the fire of the altar of God. Let Him burn them up. I'm going to stay in paradise. Paradise means that I'm trusting God. There's problems all on the outside, but they're not on the inside of me, because Jesus is on the inside of me. Jesus is on the inside of you. Amen. And where He's at, there's no problems. So I'm going to let Him swallow up everything else, and I'm going to hold on. I got to hear that, though. I've got to hear that. I can't take a shortcut. Don't try to make my own way. Don't try to make my own solution. Amen? Okay, stay with me just a minute. Drop down to verse 10. Verse 10. Jesus says, fear none of those things. Uh-oh, fear. Fear not. Amen. That means if we do, we're sinning. Okay? Nobody likes to talk about sin. Sin separates me from God. I'm not talking about sending you to hell or sending me to hell. I'm talking about separates me from God's best. It stops the production, the 30, the 60, 100 fold. It stops the peace of God, the plan of God, all of those things. So I need to be honest when I'm in fear. Sometimes I get in fear. God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to handle this situation. And fear starts coming. Just because I feel fear doesn't mean I have to accept it, embrace it, and let it become a part of my life. I can say, Lord, that's on the outside of me, and the devil's trying to make me think that that's who I am. I reject it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm holding on to You. We got to make that decision. For fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. So we don't want to suffer. You're going to go through some things because you're standing for Jesus. Amen. The devil, the only way the devil can hurt God is by hurting you. So he's going to hurt you. He's going to come against you. He's going to try to do everything he possibly can because he wants to bring a tear to God's eye. Right. But you and I, we got to stand strong, and we got to say, now, wait a minute, this is just for a season. Just for a season. the Savior's going to get me through the season. I'm not going to take a shortcut. See, I used to take a lot of shortcuts. I go around and around and around the mountain so much it kept getting, the mountain kept getting taller. Why? I was wearing out the ground as I walked around it. Instead of Jesus getting bigger, the mountain, the problem, got to speak to the mountain in Jesus' name, amen. Cast that in the sea. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death. Hebrews 2:14, Satan is death. Okay? So don't get nervous. Stand before the one who brought death. Be faithful unto Jesus. Amen. Your Savior. And he said, I will give thee a crown of life. Okay. So, in the Bible, you know, we're all so grateful and so thankful for the crown of salvation. Hallelujah. That born again, that new birth experience. But that's just the starting point. If you had never made a study of crowns in the Bible, I encourage you to look and see what's available for you and I. There's going to be a time when I'm going to walk up to Jesus. You're going to walk up to Jesus, and we're going to cast our crowns before Him. He's going to swallow up those crowns and His crowns, and everything that He has promised us will be manifested in our life. Amen? You are kings and priests in the earth. But you've got to know it. You've got to believe it. A king rules and reigns. Don't bow a knee to the devil. The devil is a fallen prince. You're a king in Christ Jesus. Oh, that's a good place to jump up and run. All right. Verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh. Got to overcome some things. I've got to overcome some things. Don't take a shortcut. Overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. See, God's got stuff for you. You realize that the children of Israel in the book of Exodus, about Exodus 16, you can see where they were commanded. They got up every morning and they went out and they gathered that manna as it fell from heaven, the first thing. They got it before the dew fell on it. They went and they got this manna. They gathered it every day. And the Bible says some gathered more, some gathered less. He told them how much to gather. And he said, don't let it stay. But they didn't listen. You know how man is. And it stank because it got worms. You and I, we've got to come to Jesus every morning. Don't take a shortcut. Don't say, oh, I'll pray later. I'll get a word from the Lord later. There may not be a later. The devil may have something down the road to take you out, to take me out, and we need to know what God is doing, have a word from Him ahead of time to avoid the pitfalls, amen? We've got to overcome some things, but we've got to be in the place where we recognize that everything the devil has for us to steal, kill, and destroy, God has a word that will produce 30, 60, 100 fold according to my heart ahead of time. This year, we got to get in the Word. We've got to make time. Now, I'm not talking, I know everybody's busy, but if you could just say, Lord, right now, I've got 5 minutes. You say, well, that's offensive. No, God will take what we'll give Him, and He'll bless it. Amen. God's not stupid. He knows you're busy, but He'll also rebuke the devourer off your time where that 5 minutes can turn into whatever's needed for you to hear from Him. Amen. So I encourage you, just trust God and say, Lord, I'm busy. I got a lot of things going on today, but I'm going to trust you. I want this manna for right now. Amen. God said He would give it to you. You don't have to depend upon somebody else. The Holy Ghost is going to teach you what you need where you won't take a shortcut that day, but you'll take the Savior. And you'll walk in a new place of victory. Amen. Oh, my. This is the God that we serve. Hallelujah. And I will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that received. This white stone means judgment has been taken. You're no longer, you don't have to be, you haven't been, I know this is not politically correct, but you haven't been blackballed. Right. Come on, come on. Jesus, The shed blood of Jesus, though my sins were black, come on, they were black, He made me white as snow. He made you white as snow. That red blood of Jesus will make my black sins white. And so you got to be in the place and position where you take what He's wanting to give you. That's, in other words, there'll be some of you that the devil will come to you even when you leave this building, and he'll bring condemnation to you. He'll tell you something that that it may be a lie, it may be a twist, maybe a partial truth, but there's no full truth in him, amen. But he'll try to bring you under condemnation. And you've got to know the scripture. You've got to stand on Romans 8:1. Right. Come on. Right now, therefore now, there is no condemnation to them who are who walk after the Spirit and not after the... Come on now, you've got to tell the devil, I know who I am. And when you do that, you cut the legs out from under him. Come on, this is what Christ is giving you. See, every morning, he gives you the truth of who you are in him. Or when the devil comes with a lie, you go, I'm going this way, devil. You're not putting no hook in my nose. I'm not being pulled, I'm being led. Come on, I'm being led by the Spirit of God. Okay, quickly. Verse 23. Look at the last part of the verse for a second time. He said, I will give unto every one of you according to your works. Now, God gives us things because of grace. But then when you and I, when we take His grace and we start working His Word, then He just starts piling things on your life in addition to. All right, Don and I was in a situation. We had... an accident happened, and we was going to need several hundred dollars to be able to get back on the road. And, it was a little aggravating to the flesh, a little concerning or whatever. And that night I went to bed. I whined before I prayed. But then I prayed. And then the next day, the money appeared. From sinners. I'm not calling them sinners. That's what they would say. Come on now. This is how God is. God will get to you what you need. He said when you give, God would give back. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men give unto your bosom, unto my bosom. Luke 6:38. Amen. That's a promise. Paraphrasing. So just trust Him. See what He'll do. All right. Now, and all of that came because you're willing, I'm willing to work whatever God would have us to work. Salvation is not of works, but salvation will produce works. Yes. Yes. Amen? All right, verse 25. He said, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. So you're going to have to hold on to some things. Why? Verse 26. And him that overcometh again, and keepeth my works unto the end. See, here's what the devil done. What we were trying to do, you know, we needed the vehicle, we needed the trailer to go get food, the work of the Lord. Well, if you can't drive the vehicle, you can't drive the trailer. If you can't drive the trailer, you can't go get the food. See, so the devil wants to take your work away. See, God had done, helped Donnie make a supernatural connection where we could get an open door to some food. And so the devil didn't like that work. He wanted to stop it. You realize, I heard somebody say, and I loved it, we know it, but when I heard somebody else say it, it meant so much to me. Somebody was talking about how there were so many hungry people, and somebody said, well, the government will take care of them. Really? And I love it because that this lady stood up and she said, it's not the government's job, it's the church's job. Right. See, we've lost our focus, we've lost our purpose, we've lost our understanding of what God created. God created the church to be the source of all things. And guess what? We're coming back. We're coming back. The book of Acts is going to be finished. Come on, the book is still being written. We're going to finish writing the book. It's not closed. Turn to the book of Acts and look at it. It's not closed. You and I, we're living it out. We're going to finish it. And when we finish it, the Lord's coming. And all's going to be well. So you and I, we've got to hold fast to that work. In other words, I want to encourage you. Think about what God has called you to do and what you've been doing, and make sure that the devil hasn't done anything to cause you to lay it down. You say, well, there's some things changed. Has God changed? No. See, there's some things changed in me, and I can't do certain things that I want to do, but I can do things that God wants me to do in a different way. You can do things that God wants you to do in a different way. He leaves no one out. I'm the one that chooses to sit down on the side, and I'm not going to sit down. You're not going to sit down because you have a heart for God. Okay. Notice what he said. He said, to him that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Power. The power of God. The dunamis working power of God. You and I, we walk around like, nobody cares what I think or what I say. I have no influence. Yes, you do. You've got Jesus Christ in your life. You've got the King of the universe by the anointing of the Holy Spirit lives in you. You have words that changes people's attitude, that gives them a place of hope, that causes them to be open to something different. You say, well, I've been doing that, but I haven't been seeing anything but negative. Then it's working. The more negative you see, listen to me now, by the Spirit of the living God, the more negative you see, the more that you know it's working. Because the devil attacks the more you pray. The devil attacks the more that you witness and you testify. He tries to close their eyes. But when God opens their eyes, when God opens their ears, when God opens their heart, God opens the door, no man can shut it. Amen? And you got to tell the devil that. You're not shutting the eyes on my loved one. You're not shutting the eyes on my friend. You're not shutting the eyes on my community. In Jesus' name, I command them to be open. Come on, that's what God wants. You've got to see that you've got some authority here. I've got some authority here. You've got power. Don't settle for less. All right, one more. Verse 28. He says, the last thing he will give you and I will give him or her the morning star. Come on. Don't you want revelation of Jesus like never before? Jesus is the bright and the morning star. Fresh revelation. In other words, the very first thing, every day, he wants to give you what you need, which what you need is just Jesus. That's all you need. If you've got Jesus, you've got it all. Remember, if God be for us, who can be against us? He shall freely give us all things because with him, with Jesus. So you walk around, and whatever the devil is showing you, whatever seems like that you're lacking, I'm lacking, you tell the devil, I've got the morning star. I've got the bright star. I've got the one that's going to illuminate my path. I've got the one that's going to illuminate my words. I've got the one that's going to illuminate my works. I've got everything I need. It's at my disposal. It's at hand right now, devil. I don't have to wait. I just have to be in the place where I produce. I let my heart bring forth 30, 60, 100-fold. No shortcuts. Come on, only Savior, in Jesus' mighty name, pray with me. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for this group of people that are here in person, those that are listening online, those that will download this message in the future. Lord, right now, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord, let every lie be revealed. Let this be an unction come up inside the spirit of us. Show us supernaturally. Lord, turn on the eyes of our heart, the bright and the morning star. Illuminate every shortcut in our lives. Show us where you're wanting to bring the Savior in our life like never before, and let us step into that. Let us step into that next level of righteousness and holiness. Right now, let the purity, let the pruning begin. Don't let us settle. Lord, we're settling for some things this morning. Lord, let the Word of God, Lord, right now, let each person hear in their heart, and let them be pruned, let them be purged. Let the convicting power of the Spirit of God, not the condemnation of the devil, but the convicting power of the Spirit of God, lift us up. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you come this morning and make yourself an altar? Would you come and say, Lord, here I am. I want your best this morning. I want what you'd have for me. I'm saying no to shortcuts, but I'm saying yes to the Savior. Would you come and let us pray with you? Come on, God's got great things for you. This is important. We need to yield to the Spirit of God because He has brought this message just in a moment of time for us this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't miss out on God's best. Don't be afraid. Just be faithful and know that God will meet you right where you're at. Amen. Hallelujah.